The Coast Coast 186.3 Triple M. It's Moffy with you this morning. Let's have a chat now to Gurmesh Singh, our member for Coffs Harbour. He's on the line. Gurmesh, morning.
Good morning, Moffy.
Some good news. We had that walk-up clinic on the weekend and great numbers turning out to that. Another one again today and tomorrow.
Yeah, so we started it last week with a walk-in for teachers, and then that was expanded to disability care workers and childcare workers. And then on the weekend was open to anyone, and we had nearly 1,000 people through over the weekend. And then today and tomorrow from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the CEX, let's see if we can get another 1,000 people through and really lift our vaccine rates up.
Because, I mean, our numbers had been low. They're now 78.1% for first doses, 46.4% for second doses. As we've said, that second number, it'll eventually get there just in time. But to be able to get that first number over the 80%, and if we can get it pushing closer to 90%, it means that things are going to really kick in a lot faster for us.
Oh, absolutely. And I guess that the main aspect is the safety angle. We're seeing now the effect of higher vaccination rates in Sydney. Their case numbers, the daily case numbers have now started to drop after a pretty decent plateau. So, you know, certainly they are effective at reducing transmission. They don't necessarily stop the risk, but they are effective at reducing that risk. And certainly the biggest thing is that they do reduce hospital presentations and ICU presentations. So, you know, that's the best thing we can do to protect our health system and protect our communities, is to get vaccinated.
Now, just repeating, that's today and tomorrow, 9 till 4. You don't need to make an appointment. You just rock up there with your Medicare card and your ID, and Pfizer is the vaccine there as well. Just quickly before we go, obviously the news yesterday that Port Macquarie in 7 days stay-at-home orders and lockdown. Kempsey has been lifted out of that lockdown. It's important, though, for people to know that if they've been in Port Macquarie since the 17th of September, they too need to stay at home, don't they?
That's right. So they're now under the stay-at-home orders as well. So that means, you know, they can still go to Woolworths, they can still grab takeaway food, but, you know, if they can work from home, they need to stay at home. If they can do their education from home, they need to stay at home as well. And that's any time from the 17th of September.
Yeah, exactly right. Mate, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Moffy.
Gurmesh Singh, the state member of Coffs Harbour, and some great news with that walk-in Pfizer vaccine clinic at the CEX Coffs today and tomorrow. And like I said, this is why we moved it to the CEX, because it's a bigger venue. It allows us to be able to do this kind of thing. 9 till 4 today, bring your ID, your photo ID, and your Medicare card.